Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Taco Tuesday, Camel Nation. Woo-hoo. Cheyenne and producer AB Baby in the building. It's Nico. And today on this July 15th, it's funny because we were just talking about sneaking snacks into the movie theater.
Yeah.
It's National Gummy Worm Day.
I love gummy worms. I love gummy
worms. I'm not really like a gummy candy guy.
I like fresh gummy worms. They can't
I like
be
a
old.
Sour Patch Kid.
Ooh, that's a choice.
Are you Team Haribo or Team Black Forest?
I am Team whatever Sprouts has in their little plastic cups. Oh, those are my favorite.
Sprouts is pretty good.
Those are my favorite.
I just meant like two giant brands, but I feel you though. Sprouts and Gusper.
I don't think I care either way. Mm. If I'm at like a convenience store and I have the option, I don't think I care either way.
I go Black Forest.
They're pretty good.
Haribo gives me reflux for some reason.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know.
Well.
Huh. I
really,
wonder why.
Really fired up a gummy conversation just now.
He's like, dang it.
I didn't mean to. Just told you I did not like them. I have nothing to contribute other than Sour Patch Kids.
Maybe.
Yeah, the gummy worms. I mean, it is National Gummy Worm Day, so I will appreciate them, but I will not eat them at all.
You can appreciate them from afar.
I will do that.
I like the Sour Patch watermelon ones. Watermelon gummies. Those are great.
Yeah.
Sour Patch?
Yeah.
Gummies?
They're from like the Sour Patch brand.
The whole bag is watermelon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a
mix. Oh, they're just little slices of watermelon?
Yeah, they're so yummy.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun.
They're delightful.
He's like, I got 10 more national days to get through, so I didn't mean to get stuck on the gummies.
No, I actually wasn't going to go through the rest because they're really lame.
Oh.
Oh, actually, National I Love Horses Day.
I love horses. Horses in the back.
Oh. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. His name is...
Harold.
Mr. Ed.
Ah!
Did you really think she was going to know that?
I tried.
I also like to make her. You.
I like to make her feel young. No, I like to make myself feel real old.
I don't know what that's from.
It's Mr. Ed. It was a show on Nick at Night.
Ooh. Well, I mean, it was a show for real.
It was originally,
Yeah, it got brought back. It was it's a show that's so old. It was in black and white.
Oh,
and it was about
cool.
A talking horse.
And they used to make the horse talk by putting peanut butter under its top lip. So it would just go.
Yeah.
And then they would dub like a voice in there.
It was kind of
hello,
weird.
Good morning, Harry.
I remember stumbling on that as a child in the 80s.
Frightening.
And I'm like, what is
frightening.
That sounds angelic. And I'm sad that I didn't experience that.
In National Tapioca Pudding Day.
Oh.
How dare you save that for last? You should have led with that.
Abe's old soul was like, that's my favorite.
Did you ever see the video of the guy drinking a boba for the first time?
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So, National Tapioca Day in boba tea, they have tapioca balls.
Yes.
Balls in the in the drink. And he doesn't realize that they're, like, in there. So, he just spikes his straw in there and takes his big gulp. And all these tapioca balls get stuck in his throat.
Oh, my gosh.
And he sprays it all over the inside of his car. And he goes, and then he goes, oh, my God, y'all. I just destroyed the inside of my car. And then he flips the camera and the whole dashboard is destroyed. If you
also,
get a second
boba,
today,
same.
If you want a really good time, Google tapioca choke.
I'm going to Google it as soon as
or a boba choke in my car. It's so good. All right. We got to get into a showgram program. Don't forget, we're putting up a nice little party on Friday and Saturday. We're doing the Double Hump Saloon.
It's our pop-up bar.
We finally have the time. So The doors for the show open at 4:30.
Yes.
So we're going to try to get the Double Hump Saloon open at noon.
Yeah, we're partying.
Yeah, so this is Friday and Saturday.
This is going to be so
much fun. At Westgate, at the old McFadden's, at the exact location we've just redecorated, redesigned it to be the Camel Double Hump Saloon.
It's going
to
be so cool. We're opening a bar, y'all.
Yeah, so we want to see you there. You don't have to have tickets to the show or anything.
No.
You just show up.
You just come hang out with us.
And there could be an opportunity for you to win tickets.
Which means if you don't have tickets, this is kind of a good thing to go to.
Yes. And we're going to have a Morgan Wallen look-alike contest.
It's going to be fun.
So if somebody was always like, hey, man, you look like Morgan Wallen, you need to be there.
This is your time to shine.
This is it.
Make your parents proud.
At 4 o'clock on Friday and Saturday at Westgate at the Double Hump Saloon.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Gavin has 2 weeks. I'm trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together on this breaking news, but I think we're just going to have to call him and ask.
So she came at you with very little information.
That is it.
Okay.
And it's a countdown to something, and we'll see.
Okay.
Let's open this can of worms.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gavin?
Yes.
Hi, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News on Camel Country. How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. I have news this morning from Kellyanne.
Oh, okay.
She wanted me to tell you that you have 2 weeks. She wanted me to remind you, Gavin, you only have 2 weeks. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay, the countdown begins.
She also said, it better not just be one sentence.
What does that mean?
Are you proposing?
What does that mean? Well, why would she be telling him he only has 2 weeks to propose?
Maybe she gave him an ultimatum. I don't know, maybe he's dragging his feet.
Who is this mysterious Kellyanne?
she's my lovely lady, my fiancé.
Oh.
We will be getting married in 2 weeks.
Aww. And your vows aren't done?
No, not at all.
Sir.
So that's the just...
That's the 2 weeks.
It's, yeah, it better not just be one sentence. She said, do not forget, or she'll remind you for the rest of your lives.
She knows I'm good on my feet, and you know, I speak from the heart.
No!
And
no, don't freestyle it!
No, that's a terrible idea!
I don't know. I think this might be the time.
I think you're crazy and you have a death wish.
Hey,
that's all.
Here's what I think. Let's do a practice sesh right now.
Aw.
Tell us what you would actually write for your vows, Mr. I'm quick on my feet.
Knowing me, I'd probably freestyle rap.
No.
Oh, my.
No.
Knees, weak balls are sweating.
I don't know you.
Sweater already.
Well, you know what? Do whatever comes to you from the heart.
Do that and then send us the video of what happens when you do choose to do that.
Yeah, we support you.
I love you, Kelly, and you make me a better man. Here we stand on our wedding day. The crowd will go, hey, hey.
Do that.
Don't do that.
Give it up for Gavin, ladies and gentlemen.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Guys.
Yes.
I think it's time we talk about Kenny.
Kenny. Oh, sweet Kenny. Kenny.
So, our whole thing moving to this new building was we like new equipment. We like a brand new building because the old one was pretty bad.
Falling apart.
Pretty bad shape.
Yeah.
But we hate the fact that there isn't like that downtown vibe, the downtown access to food and entertainment. It's just not here. We are in an office park near a bunch of airport parking across the street from the airport.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you can't get any closer to the airport than we are right now without being on airport
it's
property.
It's not the most vibrant of scenes.
No, it's not.
So we have this deli downstairs. What is it called? The City Deli?
City Market Deli.
City Market Deli.
Yeah.
It's redundant, but anyway. I digress. this guy, Kenny, that runs it, he seems very bored because whenever anybody walks in there, he's just...
Him's a chatty Cathy.
Which in my eyes is great customer service, but it also distracts him from doing a good job delivering
Kenny
to his customers.
Kenny is not a multitasker.
I've ordered breakfast there twice, Cheyenne.
Yes.
The first time, Kenny forgot my bacon altogether.
Yes.
I ordered bacon on the side. He charged me for it.
He did.
The second time, I asked for an omelet. I am lactose intolerant. No cheese. Made it very clear. No cheese.
I heard you tell him no cheese, and I heard him ask you about why you don't want cheese.
And he even said, I don't like cheese either.
Exactly.
Cheese on the omelet.
Like a half a pound of cheese. It was so much cheese.
I really want to like Kenny and the deli market, Deli City.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I also struggle because I've ordered, like you, only a smidgen of times. And the two times my order didn't get messed up, it's because I ordered a bagel with cream cheese. Hard to mess up. The first time, he goes, would you like a hash brown? And I said, oh, yeah, hash brown sounds delightful.
Yeah.
To me, that means hash brown on the side. So he hands me my omelet. There's no hash brown. And he goes, oh, that's because it's in the omelet. And I was like, that's not what I wanted.
Such a wild choice.
It's a weird move without asking if I want it in it. This omelet that we get on the menu specifically says with toast. Not a single time have I gotten toast. I've never even been asked about my toast.
A slice of bread has never been touched by Kenny's hands.
I want my toast.
It's not even so close. It's
He's
not even so,
so
close.
Nice.
It's always wrong. So what do we do? Are there things in this world where you were like, man, I really, really wanted to like that. And at the end of the day, I tried it.
You just couldn't get behind it.
I just couldn't. And you tried it over and over again.
Like
his
right now,
his coffee is good.
His coffee is like drugs. The first time I had Kenny's coffee, I not only did laps around this office because I had so much energy, I went home just so I could go on a run.
Yeah.
Because I was so hyped up on this coffee.
In fact, that day, the entire Phoenix metro area was powered by Cheyenne running on a treadmill.
It
like
was wild.
A hamster.
It was quite insane, to be honest. So that's what he's got going for him.
I'll be honest with you. It's a weird similarity. But another thing that I tried that I really wanted to like, but I ended up just not getting down with it, is pickleball. Pickleball. Everyone's doing it.
Everyone
it's so popular.
It.
It's so fun, Nico. You'll love it. I tried it and I was like, no.
I do like pickleball. I'm sorry. I do. I do enjoy it.
It's not for me.
Okay.
I'm either playing tennis or I'm playing ping pong. I can't do the hybrid. I can't do the hybrid. So Camel Nation, just like Kenny's Deli, the city market, grocerer, deli, whatever else you want to call it.
And all the things.
It's something that I don't...
Bless him.
I'm trying to get behind, but I don't think it's happening. Pickleball, something I'm trying to get behind. It's not happening. 602-894-5653. Is there anything in this world that you tried and you were like, I really want to like it because somebody in my life likes it, but I just can't do it. All right, so we got Kendall on the phone. I cannot get behind our deli. Kenny is the worst. The deli sucks. And,
okay, hold on. Kenny is great. He has really good qualities.
I want to like him.
It's just... there's certain things that aren't the best.
I might give him like one more chance.
You say that until you're hungry on a Friday.
We'll see. Oh, we got Kendall and Mesa on the phone. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Amazing.
I am absolutely fabulous.
All right, you little firecracker.
Yeah.
So what's going on in your world? What have you always wanted to like, but you just can't co-sign it?
Oh, my God. Parades. I hate parades. I hate parades.
Parade? Like, would people stand outside and
yes.
celebrate stuff?
You're telling me you get no joy out of the APS lighted parade every year?
I was a cheerleader in college. So, number one, I get parade anxiety because I had to march parades. There's nothing like
honestly, Kendall, no part of you saying that you were a college cheerleader surprises me. You have more energy than half of Camel Nation combined.
Well, you know, maybe it's still that cheerleader energy. But the thing about it is, you lose that energy when you're marching in a parade. You marching for 15 15 damn miles, and then you have to like, and keep in step, and then you have to cheer the game, and then you wave at people who you don't know. These people, you really don't care because you're really tired anyway. So flip that around to now going and watching parades. Now I'm on the other side of it. Let me tell you, you're waving at people that those people don't know you. You're waving at people, they don't know you. Everybody's doing the queen wave. Hello, hello, hello. It's so freaking fake. If I see like one or two bands, I'm ready to go because I don't give a damn about these people in the cars. And then you just sit there and then you have to like try to maneuver your way out. I'm over it. I hate parades.
As a former queen on a float in many of parades, I am now rethinking a lot of what people were thinking of me in my teen years.
Kendall was so happy saying she hated everything.
But I also totally understand where she's coming from.
Oh, God.
So are we looking to just get rid of parades altogether? Because I'm cool with that, actually.
I think if you ask Kendall, the answer to that would be hell yes.
No, I don't like parades. I just don't.
Kendall's next conquest is a marathon. Standing and watching people run by is the worst thing in the world.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
I walked into work this morning.
Uh-huh.
I passed Cheyenne in the hall, and she said, I brought coffee.
That's true.
I was like, what? What? She brought me hot, delicious Starbucks?
I think you thought I meant, hey, I brought in more K-cups for the Keurig.
That's exactly what I thought.
And I hit the kitchen, and I hear him go, oh.
Y'all, she brought the good stuff. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Oh. Lauren in Scottsdale, I hear we could give you an amen for something this morning.
So my kids, you know, they're home for the summer, but we actually just dropped them off at a week-long summer camp.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. So my husband and I, we're about to have, like, the most blissful silence. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be biblical. I'm so excited. You can't, well, now you understand, but people just don't get it. But what I'm trying to say is, can I get an amen?
Amen!
Woo!
Is it safe to say that you're going to have that blissful silence mixed in with a little bit of noise, if you know what I'm saying?
We'll see, you know? Yeah, probably. I hope so.
If you got something great going on in your life, we want to hear about it, no matter how big or how small.
Let us celebrate with you. 602-894-KMLE.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country, good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling us from?
Nicole and Chandler.
Nicole and Chandler, you're call number 8. Congratulations.
Yeah, Nicole.
Oh, my goodness.
We do it every morning at 7:30. It's been so fun. And this one is the cream of the crop, Nicole. You're going to grab tickets to an amazing show,
which is Morgan Wallen this weekend at State Farm Stadium. Do you have tickets yet?
I do not.
Okay, well, if you guess the secret sound, you will have tickets. But you got to guess the sound.
Nicole, not an easy one this week, but I wish you luck. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by Pro Skill Services.
Nicole in Chandler. What is this secret sound?
Nicole, what do you think that sound is?
I'm going to go with my son said this morning, dropping your cell phone, like the actual dropping of it, if it hitting like down on the table. I don't know. That's a hard sound.
Dropping your cell phone on a table. Is that your guess, you would say?
Like it going through your hand.
Yeah.
Like the friction. I see what you're saying. The fumbling of it.
No.
No, that's not it.
No, Nicole.
Unfortunately, none of us volunteered our phones to be dropped in any way, shape, or form.
you fumbled that guess, actually.
I did. That's a rough one.
I'm just kidding. Well, thank you for playing and have a great day, Nicole.
Thank you, too.
I'm a firm believer that the great equalizer in life is rock, paper, scissors.
What?
You can settle anything. Nations will stop fighting one another with a simple game of rock, paper, scissors.
That's a really exaggerative statement.
And in my son's case, and a little bit of chainsaw on the side.
What?
He does the chainsaw.
What is that?
It's rock, paper, scissors, chainsaw.
No, that's not what?
It beats everything.
You allow the... This?
No, hell no.
I usually just change it to Glock, paper, scissors.
Glock, paper, scissors. No.
I win.
I actually used this recently because I was at a giveaway for koozies. And we had one regular koozie left and we had one VIP koozie left.
Yep.
And I told everybody, I said, hey, the next two winners are going to play rock, paper, scissors to decide
who's going VIP
and who's going regular.
Yeah,
it was so fun. People were getting so invested. They were like, oh, my God, this is happening. Because let's be honest, when you're watching somebody win a bunch of stuff and you're not winning, you're normally not rooting anybody
right.
on. But in paper or rock, paper, scissors, in this case, people were getting involved.
It's also a game of chance, and people love a game of chance. Like, it's literally just gambling.
There's a little bit of strategy.
How do you strategize rock, paper, scissors?
I'll beat you right now, and I'll show you.
Okay.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
That's a game of chance. What is your strategy? What?
My strategy is I knew you were going to go scissors because I know you.
No, you didn't.
And I beat you. Anyway, I got to tell the listening audience that I beat you because they don't know what just happened.
There's no strategy there.
You're right. It's pretty much a game of chance. But no matter how big or how small... You know, one side wins, the other one loses. It can always be settled with a little game of hand play.
In the form of rock, paper, scissors. No, I don't think that you're wrong, actually. And the hardest part about it is you have to be okay with losing. Like, that's what it comes down to. You have to be okay with, like, if you lose the game of rock, paper, scissors, the game of chance and no strategy, if you lose, you have to be okay with the fact that you just lost.
Yeah.
A game that you could do nothing about.
Yeah.
And which is not easy for people.
I like the fact that it can, no matter the severity of the issue, like, it's, if you're just flat out just like, hey, like, we're ending this, like, we've been arguing for hours or whatever, we're ending it right now. One wins, one loses, that's it. We gotta just live by the chance of what happens.
Yeah.
And then you play rock, paper, scissors.
And then you move on.
And then you move on.
I think that this needs to be in marriages. Like,
right?
I might implement this in my life.
I love it.
Like,
it would make life so much easier.
Is there a better way of settling a debate?
Hey, do you know how fast you were going? Speed limit 65. I was going 65. Actually, you're going 75. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's go.
Stop it.
Let's go.
That's amazing.
I don't know if that would work.
Probably not. But yes, I don't think there's a better way to solve a fight.
But seriously, though, if you don't use rock, paper, scissors, how else do you come up with some type of agreement?
Yeah, what is the best way to settle the debate in your house? Like, what do you do?
Exactly.
Other people have better strategies, I'm sure of it.
Maybe.
But rock, paper, scissors is pretty solid.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Officer Lyons? How fast was I going? 602-894-5653. 602-894-KMLE. Cheyenne, you want two out of three or what?
I mean, kind of.
Let's go.
Ready?
Paper, rock.
What? Paper, rock?
Sorry. No, this bed that just fired off was so loud and it threw my brain into a loophole. All right, I got to put that down a little bit.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I'm tied. I picked rock, by the way. Ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
No!
Oh,
one more. It's
the sizzies.
Hey, that was the one more because I lost in the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to count the first one.
I thought that was preseason.
Oh.
No, this is going to become a 3 out of 5.
All right, fine. Okay, fine.
I ain't skirt.
But
what do we got? What do we got in the text messages, please?
Text with 4-0. Nico is onto something with rock, paper, scissors. And then it goes on to say something else that I can't say because I'll make certain people mad, so I'm not going to say that. But they think that you're onto something.
And I am onto something.
It could settle worldwide issues,
world disputes.
They were saying. Exactly. Text from the 360. I have dice. I call them the dice of fate. They've solved a lot of issues over where we're eating most of the time.
Boom.
All right. Text from the 480. There's never settling a debate because I am always right.
Hey, is that my wife? Is that my wife?
Yes. Yes, it is. Text from the 480. I used to always tell people that anything could be solved through a good game of tetherball.
Ooh.
I don't even remember how to play tetherball.
Like, it was not very complicated. There's a ball on a rope, and whoever got the rope...
Whoever got it wrapped around it
until the ball is just like...
I do remember that.
Up on the pole, then you win.
Like,
it really came down to whoever's tallest.
Oh, that's why I didn't play.
I did not like tetherball.
He was like, eee!
Sorry, Abe. Trauma.
Uppies.
I was like Napoleon Dynamite. I'm just playing by myself.
Let's go to the phones. Camel Country, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Alexandria calling from Queen Creek.
All right, Alexandria, can rock, paper, scissors be the ultimate deal maker? Deal settler?
Yeah, I like settler or maker. I guess that works too.
I've actually done that when I have gotten to a drive-through line at the same time as another car.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I looked at them, I put my hands up, and they're like, yeah, they giggled, and they did it back, and whoever won went first. I think they did.
That's legit.
Well, at least you honored it.
Yeah, you honored the rock, paper, scissors.
If I lost, I'd be like immediately 2 out of 3.
That would be no.
We had so many laughs and we shared laughs with a stranger, so it was great.
No, that's very
awesome.
Cool.
And you made them laugh, and I think that's what matters. Yeah,
we need more of that.
Yeah, we do.
You
more
know,
rock, paper, scissors.
Absolutely.
You casually, cut me off in traffic. I get behind you. I throw up other fingers. Not necessarily rock, paper, or scissors.
The one.
I call it the totem pole. But maybe rock, paper, scissors could make the world a little bit better.
Agreed.
No, it does. It makes my relationship better. We also use it to settle things like, oh, go take out the trash. I don't want to. Ooh. Rock, paper, scissors. Whoever wins,
Yeah.
You should take out the trash.
I think we're changing relationships. We're fixing relationships right now.
I like this.
Well, yeah, exactly.
There was one point in my life where I did not have a mozzarella stick unless I was drunk.
Really?
It was just one of those late night, like, little snackies that you got alongside with, a chicken sandwich or something. You get a side of mozzarella sticks.
Like, if you go to Jack in the Box to get tacos, you also get a side of mozzarella sticks. Yeah. I totally understand what you're saying, but, like, I love mozzarella sticks.
They are having a renaissance.
They are. A comeback, if you will.
I will. I have, and I did. I am lactose intolerant, as you all know. It saddens me that mozzarella sticks are so popular right now. And they're kind of like a retro, like it's definitely like a childish food, right?
It
gave me the stink face.
Childish, what?
It's kind of like,
it's like a kid's thing. Fried cheese? Come on, it's fried cheese. It's breaded fried cheese dipped in marinara sauce.
It sounds, it's delightful.
No.
Delightful, yes. Childish, no.
I really want some mozzarella sticks right now.
But then Chili's went and did their thing. And they were like, you know what? We know mozzarella sticks are having
a moment
right now. We're going to come out with a Nashville hot.
How hot is Nashville hot?
For me, it's the perfect heat.
I feel like if you can handle Nashville hot, I should be able to handle Nashville.
And I'm not a spice guy.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's the perfect. Like, if you were to get buffalo wings, a Nashville hot would be slightly hotter than like a medium.
Okay. I feel like I might be able to do that. Oh, Abe says no.
I don't know about that.
Between medium and
it's up there.
Like schmedium hot?
No, it's up there.
Oh.
I guess it all depends, right?
Because I wouldn't survive.
Well, so there is a spot downtown that they divvied up their menu into 6 levels of spice.
Mm-hmm.
That's them being generous. If you go to a place that only has true Nashville hot, you don't want that, Cheyenne.
Oh. I appreciate you saving my mouth and my digestive system.
For sure.
I'm sure Chili's is not trying to torch you.
That's a good point.
Nashville hot mozzarella sticks.
That's solid. That's a very valid
point. Just have a lot of flavor, a lot of the buffalo flavor, which is that to me, that's what Nashville hot.
But tastes, they look so good.
Tastes like. Yeah. Oh, dude. And then they have the hot honey ones.
Ooh.
They're like the Mike's hot honey. So I asked my buddy because my wife just put up a post on the gram.
I know the post.
About mozzarella sticks.
Yes, they look so good.
And they look amazing. And I said to my buddy, who is if you think you like mozzarella sticks, like, he will have them with every meal. With every meal.
I feel like Eddie his name is Eddie. I do know of Eddie. We need to go get mozzarella sticks.
He demands. If he's having sushi, he's like, hey, do those come with mozzarella sticks?
Eddie is my kind of guy.
Hey, garçon. Garçon.
Mozzarella sticks. They're like, sir, we're at a Chinese restaurant. I don't care. I want mozzarella sticks.
And I was like, hey, Eddie, what do you think about this Nashville hot? And he goes, nope. Nope.
No.
Nope. Mozzarella sticks need to be done one way and one way only. They need to be cooked well and not too breaded.
That is very true. If you have too much bread, it's not the same. But the cooked well is so important, because you could go to places like Applebee's where they don't cook the cheese all the way through sometimes. So it kind of has that cheese snap.
Oh.
You know, which is what you don't want.
You need a nice cheese pull. You need obviously.
You got to have the cheese pull.
But what about when it's too brittle and it breaks apart in your hands?
That's also a problem.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. It's a very fine line.
I think people are not taking their stick seriously.
No, I don't.
He took it very seriously.
And I'm on Team Eddie for this one. Also on team, need to go to Chili's and try those mozzarella sticks like this week.
They look crazy.
You know what? We have a late meeting tomorrow. We should order some.
I'm going to pack up the Lactaid.
Yes. And just pop some of those puppies.
Just send it. Just whatever you're doing, don't stand behind me for long periods of time.
Give Dana our regards. I had a shower thought the other day.
Please share.
It was appropriate, I promise. But my thought was, bear with me while I walk you through this. You know when you go through two weddings and usually there's a lot of alcohol consumed?
Mm-hmm.
There's generally a bar.
It's a party.
Yeah, it's a party. But then my brain wandered to, why don't we have bars at funerals?
Mm.
Like if there was a place to drink your sorrows away.
Yeah, or celebrate the life of.
Of a funeral or a wake would be it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been, like, when my grandma passed away, April of 24, we did shots of tequila at her celebration of life.
Uh-huh.
But, like, it's not like anyone tied one on. You know, we all did, like, a shot of tequila.
Right. But also, if you're doing, like, some pretty heavy-duty grieving?
Mm-hmm.
Griefing?
Griefing?
Maybe, like, a little alcohol would put you in a better mood.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why don't we have bars? Like, why don't we have a hosted bar at funerals?
Now, I only have a problem with that if promoters start promoting funerals. And they're like, hey, guys, come with me to this funeral over here at this part of town, because there's going to be a DJ and the drinks are going to be cheap.
No.
Like, that's when I have a problem.
I would have a huge problem with that. Also, I think I would have a problem with it if the person who passed away was like an alcoholic, right? Like, if that was what they passed away from, maybe not appropriate.
Yeah, that would be a bad taste.
Yeah, exactly, bad taste. But if that wasn't the case, it wasn't even remotely related to the reason of the passing, and you're having a celebration of life, you know, why?
My buddy, his father, was a huge fan of Jack Daniels. So at the entrance to the wake of his ceremony, there was a bottle of Jack Daniels, and it said in his words, hey, why don't you guys have a shot of Jack on me?
I love that,
and
though.
So you could take a shot of Jack. I took a couple shots of Jack with my buddy whose father it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, if that's the atmosphere, if it fits the occasion, sure. You got that fun Uncle Greg. He was like, hey, everybody knew him to be a party animal and a good time. Wouldn't you want to celebrate his life in that way?
Would you want that at yours?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want people drinking to the point where they don't remember it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Like there's a limited number of drinks, but also, so like, drink and enjoy, like, have fun.
Yeah. I would like a luau funeral. for me.
With a pig on a spit?
Yeah. Where people eat good food.
Yes.
And they have tropical drinks.
That sounds...
Because you can't drink too many tropical drinks.
So like you.
Like Mai Tais.
Daiquiris for everyone.
And pulled pork.
Yes. Pulled pork and daiquiris for everyone.
That's me. And a bar and a DJ.
I could see that for your celebration of life.
Thank you.
I don't know what I would want. Maybe a champagne toast. It'd have to be real bougie. Oh. I'm not even a bougie person, but I feel like my memory... Marianne.
You would do a Sex and the City move.
It would need to be bougie in my honor.
Like caviar?
Maybe not that bougie, but like
that's the good
maple
stuff.
And ash could definitely cater it. Oh, okay. In my memory. That would be fine. I'm not upset.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a bubbly.
I think it's totally appropriate.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's make it a thing.
All right.
Who's going first?
No nose goes.
Abe.
Hey.
Goodbye, Abe.
That's not funny.
In the arms of the angel. I want my celebration of life to be that. A celebration.
Absolutely.
I don't want, which is like traditionally what my culture, or I'm sorry, the Greek culture does, all black, you know, the veils over the faces, the
heavy mourning.
Heavy duty.
Mourning.
And a lot of it, in my opinion, is kind of like showy.
Mm.
I'd rather you show yourself love for me by celebrating.
Absolutely.
All right, we got Nicholas from the Camel Nation on the phone.
So, Nicholas, what do you think about having like a bar at a funeral? Like, is that a no-go?
Believe it or not, this is a topic very close to my own heart. Recently, a few months ago, we lost my beloved uncle, Frank the Tank. He was a fixture in our family. As long as I knew him, he was bald with a mullet and
just
a party animal. Just the guy you always wanted to be around. And he made it very clear near the end that, you know, he wanted one last kegger really before the party was over. And he made it explicit that at his funeral, you know, everyone close to him has to do a shot of Jägermeister. And he wanted an open bar. He made that explicit that he wanted an open bar. And, you know, it's a God-given right to get trashed at your family's funeral. And I think more people need to embrace it, frankly.
Honestly, how do you turn him down?
You can't.
How do you say no to that?
That's what Frank the Tank wanted. Also,
I'm still trying to get past the whole bald mullet thing.
Rocked it. He never didn't have a lady with him.
Was he like bald on top and long hair in the back?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Yeah.
That's a choice that your Uncle Frank
He sounds made. Legendary, man.
He curled.
But you guys did that and you honored him that way. You guys partied your faces off.
Oh, yeah. Loved America and love Jägermeister, sometimes too hard, but that was Frank.
You know what? I have nothing funny to say because that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
so cool.
Good for you guys.
I'm
love
glad
that.
You celebrated him like that.
Yeah.
Get a really bad sunburn and watch a baseball game for him.
The next time I do that, I will think of your Uncle Frank the Tank.
That's very possible here in Phoenix.
Yes. <it's>
That is my son's favorite song.
Is it really?
He became like such an old soul. He's like, Dad,
so fast.
Please play more Chris Stapleton. I'm like, oh, all right.
I mean, my 8-year-old loves Country Road, like the original version.
Oh,
so also I'm leaving on a song. Jet plane. Those are like his jams.
There he is. There's my Easton. There's my best friend.
Yep.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. It's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
If you miss anything during the show, you can also listen to us on the Odyssey app,
which is free.
Download the app. It is free, guys. We're talking like replace all those streaming services that you may or may not pay for.
Yeah, you don't need those.
You don't have to pay for the Odyssey app.
No, because you can just find Nico and Cheyenne on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, you can search us out. We're right there so you can relive this entire show that we did. So much fun, so much show, did stuff.
All the fun things you can find.
I don't want to be too specific. And again, if you want these Morgan Wallen tickets, it's this weekend. This is the week to win the Secret Sound. And this is the sound, my friends.
It is satisfying. It's a very satisfying sound. You want to know what?
Audibly very satisfying.
It's also, in real life, very satisfying. So.
Whoa.
Ayo.
Okay, Miss Hinty McGinty over here. And if you want another hint. Or a clue. We got it coming up at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron. And now it's time to say adios, amigos. Thank you so much for hanging out on this Taco Tuesday. We love you. We appreciate you.
Bye.
Have a great day. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.